CBB presents.
Listeners, you can probably hear the smile on my face. We're nearing the end of the shortest month, the short king of months of the year, and it happens to be a leap year. But why can you hear the smile on my face? That's right, because it's Pisces season. And I, your Pisces king, salute you, standing atop the shortest mountain of the year. Well, it doesn't matter. It's very February of me to butcher the intro. So, what do you think? Bow down before your Pisces king.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
So maybe we've talked about this before and I forget because my brain cannot retain information about zodiac signs. What are Pisces known for?
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage. Causing or receiving?
Receiving, right?
Yeah, they're like little fishes who like to swim in their tears. Hang out in there.
Well, the tears of the universe.
Okay.
That's why we're so empathetic.
We're empathetic. Like Beatrice at dinner.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. I am Beatrice. Je suis Beatrice.
Oh, déjeuner.
No, but for real, it's the last sign. So it's a mutable sign. Like if I'm a Pisces and I'm next to a Scorpio, I'm behaving like a Scorpio.
Because
I'm swimming in their
chameleon.
Water. I swim in everybody's tears.
So you bring big Scorpio energy to this because you are in a pool of Scorpios here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Scorpio season.
Fixed.
Yeah, so I guess it's Scorpio season.
I actually have to tell you guys the truth. I know I've been saying I was a Scorpio, but I'm actually a Taurus.
That tracks.
That's such a Taurus thing to do.
What? Deceive you?
Yeah.
Well, I just...
Be somewhat reliable and affordable, but still not as good as a Japanese sign?
I was going to say, you know a bull is full of bullshit.
Well, so I really wanted to celebrate myself, like, you know, with the whole... like year of me and stuff. So that's why I was like, when it was Scorpio season, I was saying I was a Scorpio, but.
Okay, well, normally I would never say this, but back to me, because it's Pisces season. Can we celebrate me for a bit?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
Is it okay to say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, King.
Do you feel like we don't celebrate you enough on Hey Randy?
I mean, aside from the intro and people saying Hey Randy at the beginning of some of their voicemails. Yeah, sometimes I get the short end of the stick, but that's okay.
That is the host's downfall. I bet you and Ira Glass could sit around and talk about that kind of vibe.
I smoked a bowl with him once. We were stuck at Midway.
Pack one?
Yeah, we packed one. We packed what's known as a big bowl and went outside.
With Jonathan Menjivar.
It's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass.
But for real.
Today's show.
we were stuck at Midway on a travel delay and we went outside and we packed a huge bowl and then we had to buy a new ticket to get back inside. And the Potbellies was still there. We went nuts on Potbellies.
What'd you get? Mushroom melt?
Yeah, I got two mushroom melts and a wreck.
They're calling it the vegetarian now. I'm like, fuck you. It's a mushroom melt, bitch. Why'd you have to change the marketing on that?
Are you mad at who here?
Mr. Potbelly.
Paul Potbelly. Paul Potbelly.
Surprisingly, really skinny guy.
So skinny.
So nice. Like,
he's the OG Jared from Subway, you know. Because he used to eat originals all the time and then he switched to skinnies. And lo and behold, now Paul Potbelly is one of the hottest dudes. Svelte.
Very sexy, Paul Potbelly.
Yep.
Back to you, Randy.
Randy, go ahead.
Randy, I got to share the love for Randy because it's been a big couple of weeks. I know we ended the last episode. You talked about renewing your lease, maybe as a gift to Carissa, but then it ended up being that I moved in. And I'm stoked to be roommates. And I, of course, sorry Carissa didn't get to, but it just didn't feel like it was going to work out in time.
No, everything's fine with me, so it's all good.
Yeah, the vibes were off. I'm glad that your lease was ending and you could slide into my DMs.
Really hope you guys are domicile. So happy.
It definitely saved me some tough conversations with Shanice, because part of what I like about a relationship is the boundaries and the distance.
It was too soon, too.
It's too soon.
It would have put pressure on the relationship.
Too soon.
It was too soon.
How did Shanice feel about it?
You know, we had to talk it through because she took it as a rejection. Mm-hmm. And it's not a rejection of her as much as it is an embrace of my true self.
Wow.
And so, we'll move in together eventually. But it felt like this was the right moment. My other lease was up. Somebody kept flushing feminine products down my toilet. And it just made the whole place kind of unlivable.
I made it clear.
It's not a feminist product if it's a diaper.
Feminist product.
You misunderstood so many things and crammed them all together. Well, I'm glad that I do think it's going to give you the space to keep on working to be your best self for Shanice. She never responded to that meme I sent her that said, "Get in, loser. We're doing shadow work."
I don't know why, because it is funny. It's a nice mix of like her tastes and yours and everything like that.
She loves Mean Girls.
Yeah.
I felt like we'd gotten close that couple hours that we pulled tarot together. That was cool. I came over with a peace offering, Amber. I didn't even tell you.
You brought a stack?
I brought a stack and we pulled.
What'd you get? What were the cards?
Obviously, I got the Suicidal King.
Which is Meta World Peace. We have to say it was an NBA tarot deck. Meta World Peace, Suicidal King.
No. Yep. Stu, you can translate all these for me. I'll just say the card that I got and you translate.
I feel like we should switch roles here, but okay.
Obviously, I got the Jester.
Rodman.
Yep.
Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
He's the Joker.
San Antonio Spurs, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
And then obviously I got the lady who is who's carrying water and looks really burdened.
Big Baby Davis.
Oh, I thought it was that woman that got blasted by LeBron.
Blasted sexually or what?
The concessions woman.
Oh, yeah. That woman is the most familiar concessions woman. I think, does she work for the Lakers? Is that why I see her all the time? Because even when that happened, I was like, I've seen this woman spill so many times.
She's probably an actor. She's probably a plant. I tried to get some of those gigs where, like, you know, you pretend like you're out in the crowd and somebody proposes to you, and then you like say, no, I'm not going to get married to you or whatever, and it goes on the Jumbotron and then it goes viral.
Those are plants?
Those are plants. I've been auditioning for those. Like, I'm not even telling you, 4 years now, not a fucking thing.
Yeah, they keep telling you to do less.
Yeah. I come in costume.
Well, let's do this. Why don't we? I mean, I'm happy to tape one right now if you want to try. We can get you on tape for one of these receiving proposal ladies.
I'm actually not really in the mood for like that. Like, since the whole move-in thing, obviously, you guys know I went a little cuckoo when you first told me, Randy. But I'm coming back. But I just need some distance. I need some real distance. I'm living with my mom.
Cool. All good. Take as much as you need. It's all good. Take it. I support you. Do your thing.
Randy, this is I know she's a lot, but this is kind of mean. This doesn't feel like you.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't.
And she gave me a dead rat for Valentine's Day. What are you talking about? I don't even want to know what she's getting me for my birthday.
Oh, you'll see.
Okay, here we go. Look.
It's actually already in your walls.
Stu, fantastic. Great. It's a Nintendo Switch. Let me take the hammer through to the drywall. Stu, we're not going to record that, but you know what I did record? I recorded one Amber Pusateri's Twisted Fest promo off of WSUK.
Y'all heard that?
Yeah, we heard it.
We were in the Uber on the way back from McCluskey's, had a good night kind of celebrating the move in, and when that came on the radio, we did a full double take.
Y'all, that's
yeah,
that's
I heard
love.
It too. I was getting my my shins waxed at Wax Attack, and I heard over the loudspeaker, I was like, this is my fucking girl. Like, I was screaming at the lady doing it. I was like, this is my fucking queen. Like, listen to her. You slayed.
Yeah, Tanya at Wax Attack was pissed that she had to stay past 3 a.m.
But yeah, but you know, it takes me hours when I go.
Yeah.
We need a full, like...
It's better for the other customers that Chris is not there during business hours, I would say.
I go with my girls. There's about 17 of us, so we take over the place. We're basically the only thing keeping that place in business.
They react like a touring stand-up when there's, like, a bachelor party in the crowd when you all show up, where it's like, oh, God, okay.
Well, Amber, do you mind if we play it?
No, I'll do it.
Okay. And this was pretty fortuitous, too. We had the Lyft driver pull over. So we could record it.
Yeah, and we hit record, and they have terrestrial radio, so we couldn't rewind it. But like, it came on like 6 or 7 times in your thing, so we got the next one.
That's the perk of working at the radio.
Brown-eyed girl. Right into this.
This is WSUK. The sock.
Get sucked.
Okay, we got some fans.
Okay, here, let's hit record right here.
Hey, it's your girl Amber on the mic. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hear ye, ladies and gents, rude dudes and bad gals, girls and gays, fuckheads and fuckwads, pencil dicks and non-binary individuals. 2024's Twisted Fest is here, and this year's fest is the most twisted yet. Join us for an evening of drankin' and skankin', chiefin' and keefin'. We've got dogs wearing long socks, money shots, and MMA grandmas. Dunk the chief of police in a tank full of bong water and support local 89's efforts for more hospital beds. Come and get it. Check out the cash bar with guest bud tender Amy Klobuchar. Crown the town's cutest couple. Meet and greets with Jonathan Major and Jerry Minor. Shanice will cup your face. Giorgio will fit you for a tiny fedora. Mark will J-O your lizard. And Gerald's ass will be there too. So follow me, follow me, follow me down, 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 down to a night of fucking and music. Brought to you by The Witch, the Frank Sinatra baby, and of course, the Hometown Crew. Listen for more info about Twisted Fest coming soon on 98.9 WSUK.
WSUK, the sock.
Get sucked.
Get sucked off.
Get sucked and fucked.
Wow.
Oh my God, Amber, I'm still fucking
I'm hyped
out.
As hell. I'm hyped as hell for Twisted Fest.
Yes, Amber.
You are, Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, my girl. You blew me to smithereens with that.
Howard Stern.
Joe Rogue.
Joe Rogan. Rush Limbaugh. You're all those things in one. You're the Rush Limbaugh and Meryl Streep of WSUK.
Joe Budden. Vera Farmiga.
George Clooney, the cast of Up in the Air.
Wilson from Castaway.
This is you, Amber.
Brian from Family Guy. You were Ted.
Yes, you were Ted.
You were Ted. Boner from Growing Pains.
Young Ted or older Ted?
Little Ted.
Little Ted.
Little Ted. New Ted on Peacock.
I'm pumped about Twisted Fest, y'all. If I could use my whole slot to talk about Twisted Fest, I would.
And I know, like, everybody, we've gotten some, like, people being like, what's the date of Twisted and all that? And it's like, guys, we don't know either. The witch decides.
The witch decides. But the witch did tell us it's either in March or April, I believe.
It is in March or April. And I think it's in, she's moving it to Los Angeles this year.
Which yes. is like
fucking crazy.
Incredible.
Dream come true.
Have y'all ever been on an airplane? Because I haven't, and I'm fucking bummed.
I've been in a helicopter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This guy that I met actually last week, because you know I'm single now. So I've been going out to this like one like steakhouse, and I've just been sitting at the bar. And there's you guys, you guys know, I know you've never really eaten there, but it's called the. Sauce us steakhouse. Yeah, sauce us. That's what I was saying. Sauce us steakhouse. I've been there, and there's some like, I mean, I know they're not billionaires, but they're giving billionaire vibes at Sauce Us.
Why? Because they're cruel. They don't care about you. They don't give a shit what happens to you. They want the world to burn.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And so I got to go in this guy's one copter. He picked me up.
Yeah, he's the weatherman, right?
Yeah, and we just went and we looked at the clouds and stuff and we came back.
Cool, good for you. You fucked the weatherman.
He's fucking rich, you guys.
Great. I'm so sorry for my insensitivity. I didn't know that you needing like a little bit of space and time meant like you were single now.
Me neither.
I'm
single. That. And this guy, just so you guys know, he has two fridges. He has one fridge in his garage. So like he's fucking
does
loaded.
Does he give you temperature updates on the garage fridge?
Nice.
Yeah, he does. He's got stuff like frozen and the like meats and stuff. And oh, I meant to tell you this too. He has a car that has just like a sunroof. So
again, great for weatherman. He needs to know.
Yeah, he's got to look up. He's got to look up and see how poorly his prediction is going for the weather.
He doesn't believe in umbrellas. He's actually like super against. So that's just
because he's like protective of the rain. Like he doesn't.
Yeah,
want
he's
to
like you're actually meant to be feeling the rain. Like, oh. How dare you block it from your body?
Wow, I didn't know he was so in tune with the weather all day long.
Every day he touches his chest and he goes, "It's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain."
How often is he right?
20-25%.
Wow, sounds good. Sounds like an all-star batting 250.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good score.
You don't know about baseball.
Well, that sounds like a big number. So
now, if you were dating the sports guy, that would be exciting, and you would have to know a little bit about baseball. He is awesome.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that guy's great.
I like how because the weather guy is so bad, sometimes they'll bump him for more sports.
And then it's just Wayne being like, "What else? What else in the world is
And I'll watch Wayne just That's try to it. Figure it out so much more than I'll watch Chet Finkel.
Yeah, Chet Finkel, the weather guy.
Are you and Chet Finkel like a real thing now, or what's up?
Well, I didn't want to like really get into this because I know it's awkward with like Randy being here and stuff. But yeah, we're official. That's
great. I'm happy for you.
As you can see, I'm wearing this charm bracelet he got me.
Cool. I'm officially excited for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's got like all these different charms. So it's like a cloud and like a sun. And,
wow. Does he think your name has that many S's in it?
Yeah. Well, we haven't talked about that yet.
Yeah, you don't need to spell to read the weather, I guess.
Whoa, Randy, seems like you're getting a little jealous.
You kicked me out.
Call the gin blossoms.
I'll be playing a second of that later.
Tommy, do you think it's...
It certainly does suck.
The gin blossoms just got sucked.
Sucked info.
One of the biggest arguments Carissa and I got into was about the gin blossoms because I said they were so privileged to say we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around. And they're not even worried about it. And I'm like, right. Like this, their privilege is showing that they could like let the cops chase them around and they think they're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck these guys. Hey, jealousy. Who walks up to someone who's like, will you fuck me again? I'm jealous. And then they expect to get fucked.
And fuck these like, guys. Now, anywhere someone goes, you'll follow them down. That's stalker behavior.
Yeah.
And that's privilege for them to not get the cops called on them in that scenario.
Yep. That's privilege. Gin blossoms are privilege. And therefore, they're getting sucked.
Catholic stew.
Get sucked. I didn't realize the suck couldn't end until it got capped.
It has to get capped.
It has to get capped.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a call, but I'm happy for you, Carissa.
Thanks. I'm happy for you and Stu. It seems like things are going really well.
Oh, yeah. We were going to, we're actually going to go to a baseball game with some of the girls we met at McCluskey's. Could you check on the weather just to see what we should wear?
Who's going?
Oh, actually, I'll just check my phone right now and get the answer immediately.
No, actually, I've already got a text from him. Yeah, it's going to be really hot.
At night?
Yeah. He says 102. So. Wow.
Sounds like a trustworthy guy.
Sounds like we're in not the 250 on that guess.
Swing and a miss for old Chet. Okay, let's take a call. I'm feeling good. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Randy. This is David, and I'm going to Cancun for my honeymoon. I was wondering if you have been to Mexico and if you have any suggestions. Love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks for getting straight to the point. Nope, haven't been to Cancun.
I'm actually banned from the country of Mexico due to some really stupid drug stuff. Apparently I bought a whole bunch of cocaine.
Yeah, you threw an 8-ball at Bobby Jindal's daughter. Wasn't that what happened?
While she was on a diplomatic visit.
Yeah, I was pretending to be Joe DiMaggio. And they threw the 8-ball at her head, and it knocked her out. And it was caught on video. Everybody was mad. Which is, like, so selfish. And
when Carissa does cocaine, she pretends to be DiMaggio. It's like a thing, but her, like, I don't know how much she knows about Joe DiMaggio, and we get less and less information each time the impression comes out.
Yeah, what do you even remember about DiMaggio?
Cuckoo, Joe DiMaggio.
I think it's something like, I'm like, it's me, Joe DiMaggio.
Cuckoo-ca-choo. Pretty good.
Cuckoo.
Do you know who he famously had a relationship with?
I think it was Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, he paid for Manson's surgery to get the rib out.
Get sucked.
W sock.
The beautiful penis.
The beautiful penis. My bed up. Penis. My penis.
Marilyn Manson standing in front of a mirror.
Well, I'd say if you're going to Cancun, you gotta go to the beach.
Yeah, that's the thing. When they shipped me back, I was like in full bikini on in fucking coach.
They didn't ship you back. They put you in coach in a seat.
Yeah.
It's not like they put you in a box. They didn't FedEx
you
home.
Felt like it. It was so cold on the plane. They didn't have any blankets or pillows. They don't give those out anymore. I don't know if you know to coach.
Yeah, because of you.
So I actually have been on a plane now that I say it.
Okay, well, Stu, have you been to Cancun? I forget.
I haven't been to Cancun, no. My family used to go to Puerto Peñasco near the Arizona border there. What was that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you never got to go?
No, they would never go with me, yeah. they needed someone to stay home and watch the succulents and stuff and just make sure that they...
The W succulents.
Succulents. You don't have to water them. Literally, they can be not watered for weeks.
Dude, that's messed up.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I think you still have to keep an eye on them, though.
You don't. They can just sit there. Like,
keep an eye on them.
Don't listen to Carissa. Plants love attention.
That's right.
You were very nice. That will be remembered in the afterlife, Stu. When you show up at the gates of heaven, Saint whoever, Peter, Paul. Mary?
St. Paul Potbelly's going to be like, hey, I'm so sorry your family hates you.
You get a little extra dessert each night thanks to your treatment of succulents.
Wow. Aww. Then I'll get to sing with the Lord's Choir of Succulents.
Yeah, you'll be eating a fucking fruit cup in your hospital bed in heaven. Enjoy.
Oh, God, you're going to be ill in heaven?
Yeah, you're terminal.
Oh.
Yeah, terminally into the glory of the Lord.
Terminally accepted into the kingdom.
Nice. Check. Fist bump. What about Amber? Have you been to Cancun?
No, I've never been on a plane, but I have seen gorgeous images on a calendar. And when I saw that, I said, one day that'll be me.
You know what? We all, every year we get around and we watch MTV Spring Break Cancun. Right. So we, go play Say What Karaoke with Dave Holmes and what's his name?
From The Grind.
The Grind. Do belly shots off of Freddie Prinze Jr. What else do we remember from
Carson
it?
Daly.
Carson Daly. Paint your nails with Carson Daly. Sing Next Too Close for Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Take your tits out with Tara Reid.
That's right. Go dolphin swimming with Downtown with Julie Brown.
Yeah. Wow. We thought we had nothing. I have a ton of things, actually.
Get your braces taken off with Topanga.
It's just licking your smooth teeth.
Lick those smooth teeth with Topanga.
Man, I can't believe this. We are going to get on a flight and go to Los Angeles, California in a matter of months, you guys.
This is crazy.
This
fucking
is
amazing.
I mean, twisted.
We're going to be getting fucked with Mr. Fafini.
This is going to be my first Twisted Totally single, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Good. Happy for you.
You're not bringing Chet?
Sounds like you'll break up with Chet. Wow. Seems like your behavior is just continuing. I applaud you for your consistency.
What?
Sounds like you're on again, off again with Chet.
No, I'm not. I just made it clear to Chet. I was like, you know, I have to be single for Twisted. And he was like, yeah, I totally understand. I was like, this is why we're so compatible.
Because he's also having an affair.
You mean with his wife?
Yeah.
It's Jet, not an affair. It's like that.
Yeah. What's Jet Finkel, his wife, think about it?
Jet is, I mean, to be honest, you guys, Jet's like super manipulative, super like controlling, like just like such an evil.
What is she doing?
She's just like so toxic. Like she's just like, get out of our life. Like you're like a fucking mistress. Like you, people hate you. And I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry that you have kids and that like you don't get to have like the time you need now because you're taking it out on me.
Damn.
She's toxic because she's mad you're having an affair with her husband and the father of her children.
Yeah, exactly. And she just like doesn't want me to watch the kids. I'm like, I don't want to either. Don't worry.
Yeah. What about Chet? Is he getting any of the smoke? He should.
Chet and Jet Finkel.
This is why you don't marry for names.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is why you don't marry for names. What am I always saying to y'all?
Yep. Don't marry for names.
That's the
What's
one.
What's Gerald's last name again?
Gusateri. It's German.
Yeah, that's his mom's
Gusateri and Gusateri.
Well, let's look. Next caller. I'm tired of hearing about Chet. Fuck Chet.
Go to Coco Bongo.
Oh God!
No!
Blasted your head through a screen. God!
Now you're stuck in it. We're not helping you out of there.
I've never been, but I've seen so many videos. They celebrate The Mask still there. Still a big deal at Coco Bongo.
The movie The Mask?
The movie The Mask.
That's not filmed in Cancun. It's Miami, right?
I know, but you got to go to this place, Coco Bongo. Trust me.
Yeah, you got to go to Coco
you'll
Bongo.
See,
what, they do
you'll
the
see,
Cuban Pete dance with The Mask?
Yeah. You'll see The Mask do like trapeze skills.
I'm actually
with
into
a
that.
Little person mask with him. And then like there's like Spider-Man battles and Beetlejuice is there.
It's not at all.
And like there's a
the
Queen tribute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody stop me from going to see that.
Mark, you better not be on our flight to Twisted Fest. I'm serious. Do not book the same flight as us, okay?
Oh, you didn't know Mark is trying to learn his own private flying. He's like flying his own Cessnas around.
Yeah, I've almost got my license.
It's always the guys you trust the most who somehow learn how to fly.
Yeah, he almost flew us to Cabo Wabo.
Yeah. Once you're in the sky, it basically takes care of itself.
No.
The aerodynamics.
But you took the plane up and it was a little too chobbly wobbly.
All right, while we help Mark get out of this screen door, let's take another caller. Dumbass.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Randy and crew.
Yeah.
I listen to your show constantly, repeatedly, over and over. I've listened to all the episodes multiple times, but I'm worried because my cats are listening to you too. They're listening to you for hours a day, and I'm worried that they're going to like you more than me. What can I do to manipulate them into still loving me the most? Between hearing the dulcet tones of Randy, Amber, Stu, even Carissa and Mark, and then the podcast I listen to, like Diana Deep, and this book changed my life. I just think that they're going to love all these other people more than me. Please help. Love you. Emily. Bye.
Tale as old as time. Am I right?
Yep. Is that the cat at the end?
Oh.
You think?
Sounded like one.
Actually, Randy speaks cat. You should just talk to the cats. You should just tell them.
Meow.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Here's what I have to say to the cats.
Meow. Meow. Parcel meow. Tone. Meow.
Meow. You got that? Okay, cool. And then my advice to the owner would be don't feed the cats while you're listening because you need to condition the cats They love you for food. I'm just being straight up. I'm not even a cat. I can tell you this right off the bat. The cat only likes you because you give it food. So give it food while our voices are not playing and they'll associate food with you. There you go. Bingo, bang. That's right.
Bingo, bingo.
That's right. One Tony Kornheiser. That's right.
Tony Kornheiser meets Bob Zamuda. Yeah, I don't have better advice than that. And I can't talk to cats. Cats and I don't get along. I don't like being around them. So, yeah, that's great.
That's weird. You seem like a cat guy.
You've said that with a tone like you wanted it to be an insult, and I don't take
it
that
really
way.
You really seem like a cat guy. Like, because I've seen you with dogs, and it's so awkward. It's like, I mean, it's like too...
What are you talking about? When people have a party, I go right up to the dog, and I go, oh, this guy gets me. And I pet him, and I go, I could just talk to him all night. I can't even talk to the people here.
And you do, right? Yeah. All night?
Oh, yeah. It's just me and the dog, and I've really locked in. And if the dog kind of goes towards someone else, I'll kind of like hold it a little bit by the scruff.
Like, hold it a little bit. You're like fully like arms wrapped around the torso, holding it back. I've never been more embarrassed than when we went to Ashley Nagrinsky's Super Bowl party and Stu was on the ground fully like spooning the dog, keeping it from like actually going to get food and like play with its owner. I was like, this is mortifying. I can't believe it.
You'll find me posted up by the dog. That's just where I am at the party. I don't know what to say. It's just where I'm most comfortable.
Anyway, it just seems like you'd be a cat guy, but
I got a little drunk off of Ashley Nagrinsky's nasty Negronis also.
That's what she calls her vagina.
Oh, God. A nasty Negroni?
Yeah.
So what were you drinking?
Sick. Oh, listen to that. The sounds of Mark's self-driving Cessna is flying overhead.
God, no one's left. That's where it is?
Yeah, oh, my God. Look at him running. He's running after it.
He just keeps jumping. He's jumping to the sky.
All right. Siri, stop.
Well, let's take another call while Mark chases down his Cessna.
Hey, Randy. I'm calling to get some relationship advice. I broke up with my girlfriend a few months ago. When we were dating, we would occasionally have threesomes with women. My new girlfriend's now dating another guy. Totally cool. Like, that is, you know, I'm very, very happy for her. I'm wondering, can I date one of the girls that we had threesomes with? Or is that too much duplicity? All right. Thanks. Love you. Love the crew. Fuck Mark.
Hell yeah. We stand. We stand. I mean, this is, wow, this is pretty, this is great. I don't even know if this is duplicitous, but thanks for sharing this with us. You seem like a fun guy. Seems like you have a good community around you. But for real, like, I think it's totally fine to do that.
What?
What are you talking about? You're cheating on Jet Finkel with Chet Finkel right now. All I'm saying is this guy probably can. If you had chemistry with someone else in a threesome, isn't that romantic? You're in a threesome and then your eyes lock with one of the people in the threesome and you're like, wow, I'm feeling a little romance. For me, in Pisces season, that's nice. Those are vibes.
That's Pisces for this Pisces.
That gives me an idea.
Ugh. What?
Amber.
Bitch!
If it sweetens the deal, I'll let, you know, we can bring in another woman if you want.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I thought it was going to be you and Gerald and Amber. That could be hot, too.
I got to say, I've never even heard of it because I've never been able to have a threesome because everyone freaks out when Gerald comes into the room. They seem so about it, and then Gerald comes in and...
So you saved Gerald for last. He's the surprise.
He's a surprise, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing
it
wrong.
The third act.
You got to make Gerald the first act. Just get him out of the way.
But he doesn't.
You can't go modern Luca Guadagnino Suspirio with Gerald.
You cannot go modern Luca Guadagnino Suspirio.
You cannot go modern Luca Suspirio.
Cannot go modern Luca Guadagnino Suspirio with Gerald. You cannot. Gerald is involved. You cannot go modern Lucas Jazz's scenario. But you can't.
You just can't. He can't. Walks in and really chills the room. And then he keeps like doing that sort of like double dutch trying to get in. He's like, can I get in? Can I get in? Let me get in.
Well, he does the whole double dutch and he gets lost on a lot of the rhymes too. Yeah.
So I think this caller's, I think it's fair game. Look, you broke up.
Oh my God.
Why not? He's already like.
Wait, so you would hook up with Trish Tauntree? Or Megan Tolosky?
Trish Tauntree and Megan Tolosky and I definitely made eyes during that threesome.
Or Paula Stoneback?
Paula Stoneback a little less so. I did not. I was getting a lot of direction during. Nothing kills a threesome like someone being like, do it like this. Now do that. Now do that.
And what about Kevin?
Kevin, I did not make eye contact with during that threesome. And also, that was a third act surprise. That was not a real October surprise. I'm like, Kevin? I thought it was Paula Stoneback again.
We had Kevin McDonald's was in the bathroom, and then he came out.
Kevin from work. Go ahead. Say it. You fucked Kevin from work.
Yeah, I fucked Kevin from work, the guy at the Froyo shop with me. He came out. He dropped his robe. I had a whole like thing where he was gonna say lines and stuff, and it didn't go very well.
Yeah, only let's say Kevin from work only lasted one season and it got canceled pretty quickly.
Amber can't.
So I don't know. I'm not really like, despite the experience you're hearing about, I'm not really a threesome guy. I'm a Pisces. I'm a relationship guy.
But what would be ideal? So you don't want direction, but if a new person came in, what would you want from that experience?
We're pulling tarot. We're talking about our feelings. Then we're fucking.
Mm. Okay. I simply cannot do that. I simply can't have like an emotional connection. Watch you have one.
Fine.
One another.
Whatever.
Physical is fine.
Have an unemotional threesome with Chet and Jet Finkel. I don't care.
I would if she wasn't such a fucking nightmare bitch. What about you, Sue? You've had threesomes with your hand.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying.
What are you suggesting?
You go.
That I jerked off with my right and left hand and considered that a threesome? That,
well, it's when you do that thing when you put your hand in your shirt to look like you have three hands.
Oh, like I'm doing a short form exercise or something?
You look like when you like little kids pretend like their heart's beating out of their chest. That's you. But
I pretend a xenomorph is birthing out of me and then sucking me off.
Quado.
That's like I had a threesome last night. I'm like, yeah, right.
You want a threesome with Quado?
Start the ejaculator.
Yeah, has
no, I never think I'm that much of a prude until I hear a call like this. And I'm like, oh, huh, the relationship ended with the threesome, and now this one where you're really happy for her and her other relationship with another guy, you very quickly want to fuck a woman you've already fucked and date her. Yeah, this all sounds like you're very open and healthy. That's what my prudish brain thinks.
I feel like it's like, you know, the thing about threesomes, the universal rule.
Yep. Okay. Say the universal rule.
When you have a threesome, uh-huh. It's a one night experience.
Wow. Yep.
When you try to make it into a relationship, trust me, I've tried. It gets so bad. It gets so, like, Kevin was like absolutely obsessed with me. It's just like you leave it at just one night only. Bye bye.
One night only for all three?
For all three.
So it's got to be three strangers.
Well, no, I mean, Randy could be there.
Kevin did not go back to work.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't. I got him fired.
That'd be a really funny porn parody of Perfect Strangers, but it's three Perfect Strangers. And each one of them is like a Balky character.
All so three Balkys?
They're all, oops, all Balkys.
Balsky?
Yeah, they all have huge balls.
I'm from Sexistan.
Look at Mark.
Writes itself. Where did the porn parodies
I'm
go?
From Sachsenborg. I'm from Ireland.
Yeah, but I not to denigrate, I'm sure they're very happy. I just couldn't do what he's doing with all the communication that would require with multiple people. Everyone's feelings have to be on the table and above board. I would save the threesome with the new relationship with a woman from a threesome for when you're not in a relationship with somebody else.
Respect.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, fair.
I'm sorry, y'all. Look at Mark.
Literally, Marv. The Cessna is going overhead, and he's hanging from it. It's like 200 feet off the ground.
And he's yelling like Lorne Michaels at the end of the TV Funhouse.
Lego my show.
Give me back my show.
Oh, he wants us to put the big bean bag in the spot so he can jump on the bean bag.
Let's put a couple in the spot.
Someone's using the big nasty bean bag.
My mom actually had taken the bean bag. Let me get it out of the car.
Okay, well, let's take another call while we set up these bean bags.
No, don't take it. Call the bean bag down.
Oh, we're trying to save your life, you idiot.
This is a major time that Mark needs the fire department, but won't call them.
Too proud to call?
Too proud to call them.
Will not use a city service.
Well, they never accepted his application, so.
Because it was burnt.
He delivered it on fire.
He didn't know how to put it out.
Hey, Randy. Hey, Mark. Hey, Amber. Hi, Chris. My girlfriend, like, whenever we get in an argument, she keeps posting about it on Reddit and asking, like, people on there for advice and then using that advice against me to kind of make me look bad.
Yes.
I don't think that's fair. So how can I get her to realize, like, getting random advice from strangers on the internet isn't good and healthy? Anyway, any advice you have would be great. Thanks.
First of all, King, you're doing that right now, calling us.
Excuse me, strangers. How do I convince? I need some advice. How do I tell my girlfriend not to take advice from strangers?
It's a real Mark Padovano fighting fire with fire.
You just have to spray it with colder fire.
I think about this all the time. All I do is read these Am I the Asshole Reddits, and I'm like, I wonder if they're what their partner thinks about these people constantly not communicating with them until they get the support of a bunch of strangers hearing one side of the story.
Because you know they're just scrolling down to find the thing that they already want to do.
Yes.
Like, you're not going to be convinced if you go on Reddit and someone actually has good advice if you're looking for bad advice.
Yes.
You're looking for confirmation bias.
Right.
What about if you create a bunch of fake profiles and the profile photos are just boobs, ass, pussy, and
profile photo pussy.
Profile puss. And the advice is exactly what you want to say so that when you show your girlfriend, it's all there. And then the last one, the puss one, goes, and I'm also available. You know, really seem wanted.
Okay, you took us on a ride there. I quite enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Well, more than Mark's probably enjoying that ride up there right now.
Yeah, he could seriously hurt himself / die. But back to what you said.
Are you talking about Reddit?
Don't worry about it. No, it's fine. No, it's okay.
Siri, go way faster.
How did that work?
Look at him. He's zooming around now.
Mark, just fall on the... Here is the beanbag. Fall on the beanbag.
You sure?
Yeah, go for it, King.
Here, push the trampoline. What
the fuck?
Wow.
Oh, man.
There's like five beans in that.
So oh, yeah, you sold the rest of the beans.
I needed money for rent.
You traded them for an old cow?
I needed money for rent. Yeah, I did.
Didn't you kind of like, you had a little cane and you walked up to a little boy with his best friend cow and you traded all the bean bags?
Yeah, I got this cow. It makes oat milk. It's awesome. Me and my mom have been using it. And anyway, sorry, Mark, you okay? God, your legs are fully splayed. You like did the splits.
Yeah, I'm doing the splits. Look.
Oh, you went full Tyrese Halliburton.
It's a good thing you were wearing that armor.
I love his last name, by the way.
Halliburton?
One of my favorite.
Boom.
You wish it was Tyrese Blackwater now.
Tyrese Raytheon. All right, well, Mark, why don't you ice your legs and your crotch for a little bit?
I would love for this guy to call back for a White Castle follow-up and read some of his girlfriend's posts about him to us.
Yep.
I would love
to hear that. And his counter to the posts.
I support Amber creating burner accounts to troll the girlfriend. That was the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, troll this lady, right? Because you can manipulate the outcome if you want it. Like, already, she's asking people on Reddit. He's asking people on a paywalled podcast for specifically for families.
Mm-hmm. divorced families.
So, like, these two, this couple is a pea in the pod, right? So I'm
real Jet and Chet, if you will.
Mm-hmm. God, don't bring up Jet. Sorry. I hate that bitch. No, you know what I think he's going to do with this? I think he's going to take this recording and he's going to play it for her. Like, I absolutely know it's already happening. He's in the midst of his plan already. So I just want to say to you, to his girlfriend or whatever, babe, I stand a queen. That's an amazing technique. I can't wait to use this to prove all of my points. I love you. Keep going, girl.
Keep an eye out for a Reddit post about a weatherman with a bunch of typos in it.
Yeah, go on r/ people who suck at their jobs.
Oh my God, you're so jealous because he can tell when the sun is out.
He actually can't. There have been a few broadcasts where he fully missed on that.
He did.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot better and he hasn't done it in a while.
He said tomorrow sunrise is going to be at 11:23 a.m. Dumbass, it's June 1st.
Well, because he had an army watch. So he was telling the time differently.
Still the same no matter what.
It's the same.
Literally makes it, army watch makes it easier. You should be getting it wrong less.
No, you guys, he has an army watch, okay? So anyway, he's getting really good. He told me that I have been like so pivotal in making him better at the weather.
Hey, if it's an army watch, why is he always on clown time?
It's so lame. Damn.
Clowns can be in the military too.
Drew Carey USO shows.
All right, we've helped this king enough.
And this queen.
Upset on fucking Chet Finkel. Fucking
Finkel, fuck.
Play another caller.
Konnichiwa, Mark. Love the podcast, and as a fellow man of quality, I seek your sage advice. I recently had over a bunch of friends to watch the jiu-jitsu match on pay-per-view. After the bout, I sent everyone a Venmo request for $10 for each beer they took from my fridge. Now they're all super pissed at me. It's like they've never heard of a captive market before. If we had gone to the match in person, the arena would have charged $10 a beer, and with my 30-inch TV and Bluetooth speakers, it felt like we were in the octagon itself. From your podcast, I know you socialize with a lot of Philistines, like that guy Andy. So how do we enlightened ones deal with people who are hostile to our clear-headed objectivism? Semper Fedora.
Did he say Semper Fedora?
He did. This motherfucker got my name wrong.
What'd he say?
Hey, he called me Andy. What do you think my name is, Randrew?
Randrew Milanakis. Oh my God, this dude. Wow.
Konnichiwa, Mark.
Tip of the hat to you, good sir.
Soak it up, Marv.
Men of quality started to listen. Yeah. You should be happy, Randy.
Oh, I should?
Yeah, your listenership now is like taking off.
This is probably a relative. This is a fellow pedophile.
No, I can tell by how he talks. It's not a pedophile.
Oh, what a superpower.
Huh? No, I don't recognize his voice. I am not related to him.
Damn!
No, what you want to do, you don't just charge them $10 on their way out. You take their credit card information up top.
Mm-hmm.
And you set up like almost like the Amazon grocery stores where like they walk out the door and it automatically charges them.
Yeah.
But that you charge them in cents. You like roll off the remainder of their purchases for the following like year until it adds up to $10. So they never see it coming.
So smart. So
and you should water down your alcohol when you serve it to them.
How are you going to water down a beer that they open in a can?
It's like all inclusive style.
Syringe.
Also, this is so rich coming from Marv because not only does he act so stingy like this, but also he's always trying to get something off of our plates, always trying to drink the last of our drinks. This
is man
incredible.
Is eating more pizza crusts than a fucking seagull.
Yeah,
like,
if you do 23 and me, it's going to come back just raccoons, both sides of your family.
He charged me per ply too. Like he does everything per ply. I just gave you my credit card information. Like basically, like second day that we met, I think you were asking for it. You have my social.
I'll keep it safe for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Wait, per ply, you always make a giant mitt. So how much did that run you?
Well, I don't know how much you're charging lately because like you raised your prices.
Oh yeah, per ply. I mean, it's about $25.
Yeah,
but
what is the ply exactly? That's the thickness, right? Or is the ply the square?
It's the square and the thickness. Is the thickness of the square?
No, the ply
the
is
the ply is a single how sheet.
The thickness. No, the ply is the thickness. One.
You're
ply,
gonna
two
fuck
ply.
Up his whole
no,
economy
but
if you.
Two
if you,
ply means there's two sheets. If you pull it apart, you can pull the extra ply out of there.
And you do.
You can
pull
separate
them
a ply.
Apart.
Yeah.
No, I hate going to the bathroom at your house.
He buys the mega rolls. Then he separates
I'll
each
separate
ply.
Separate each ply. It gives you three times as much toilet paper.
Yeah. So it's just like basically a big basket of loose ply.
And then it's up to you how much ply you want. So I'm doing you a favor.
And then he does it by weight afterwards.
Because I don't want to force you to have three ply prices when you can get one ply. You know
the,
what I mean?
The worst part it's too is if you eat Mark's cooking, you're going to need the ply very quickly.
Yeah, you can get a fourth or fifth ply upgrade if you want. The golden
package.
But
you don't let us bring any plies in. That's the worst part.
Well, yeah. You don't know where they've been.
No, yeah.
I keep my plies safe and you know, germ-free and all that.
Germ-free. Well, yeah, you're not even using it based on your pink eye.
That's hereditary.
Yeah, because you come from a long line of people with feces on their hands who touch their eyes.
He has a whole security system now when you come in. You go through the metal detector. He does a pat down. Put your change and everything away. And then,
you turn your phone over for like 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
While I go in the back room with it.
Right.
But it's just
the security precaution.
Just to get around the metal detection.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mark doesn't have a lot of friends coming over lately. I'll say that.
Lately.
Yeah, no one entering the octagon.
Well, cowards.
Great advice for this guy. Yeah, I guess they don't want to put their undefeated records on the line.
God, is this just a start to a series of men like this calling in?
No.
No?
No.
I'm scared.
I wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that to us. Well, let's take another caller. Let's see.
There's some more kings out there.
Hey, Randy. I was calling, just had kind of a question for you. Sometimes me and my friends, you know, when we're drinking, our buddies from high school, we'll start drinking and talking and playing some games, and sometimes it'll get into a game of fuck, marry, kill. And it usually ends up being a fuck, marry, kill of friends of ours from high school. And, you know, answers tend to get pretty scandalous, but it's always just kind of funny to hear what everyone else is suggesting. So I guess I want to pose that to you and the crew. If you could fuck, marry, kill, your options, Mark Padovano, Giorgio Almafati, and Gerald. Really interested to hear what you guys think. Have a great time. Love the pod. Fuck Mark.
Well, no, his choice.
Excellent question.
Yeah, he's going to fuck Mark.
He just renewed my faith in the callers.
Such a good question.
Sophie herself heard that choice and was like, this is the worst one yet.
Such an original idea.
Why are you shading this caller? We haven't been asked this yet, and this is episode like 32. What are you talking about?
So it was Mark, Giorgio, and what other person
Gerald.
We hate?
Gerald. Well, you know what Mark's going to say? Mark's going to be like, I would fuck myself.
I'll fuck me. I'll fuck me.
I would fuck me.
Can we throw them all in the trash?
Fuck, marry, kill, throw in the trash? Come on, you can't say that about Gerald.
If you threw Gerald in the trash, he'd be happy as a pig.
It's true.
A nice little meal in there.
Yeah.
He'd forage for days.
Okay, we got to be honest. We got to take this call seriously. We got to take it seriously.
I'd kill Giorgio. I think that the whole...
I'd like to see you try.
I would.
Why? You like Faces of Death? He would absolutely succeed.
No, he just got a bunch of.
Giorgio, are you kidding me?
He got Peaky Blinders hats in with blades. He would fucking slice you open, Stu. You'd be dead as a doornail.
His bare hands.
The hat would fall off his head as soon as he got punched in the face. What are you talking about? This guy's dead on arrival.
He actually sliced some old lady who came in. So it's actually really powerful.
The last time I saw him at the Food for Less, he had wraps on both his hands and had to grab things with his elbows.
Oh.
So I don't think he's doing a great job.
Once his
hands are better.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
Just saying.
So now you either have to fuck Mark or marry Mark.
Oh, no. I'd
entered into my trap.
I'd fuck Gerald, and I would marry Mark.
Wow. Sexless marriage?
Oh, it's implied.
No, the marriages, that's the thing about this. The marriages can never be sexless. They have to have you fuck.
Every day.
Oh, gee. Mark, why are you rooting for this? He wants you to fuck you every day.
He wants his husband to, yeah. He wants to be in a good marriage, right, Mark?
Yeah, or I'm taking half.
Marry Mark with
There's
prenup.
No prenup.
You can't get divorced. You can't get divorced.
You can't get prenup. I have so much wealth. I'm not giving you half.
What's your
wealth?
You
can't get my swords and my blades and my rollerblades.
And your rollerblades with swords on them?
Yeah.
I know he's like old boying everyone out there with his
my original John Titor badges.
I don't know who John Titor is.
He was the early internet time traveler that was real.
Well, this is a modern day Luca Giannisapaxaniso.
Red. The modern day Luca Lasapaninisto.
Luca Guadagnino Spiria.
I can't believe you don't know who John Titor is.
All right, who's next?
Is it John, middle name initial T, and last name Tor?
No, Titor. Titor. He was a time traveler in internet forums in the early 2000s.
I'll look him up one day when I've done everything on Earth that I could do.
You've reached the end of your existence. It's time to learn about John Titor.
He predicted time wars. Traveler.
Oh, he predicted wars would happen?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
He's dead right.
Yeah. Well, he's probably got a better batting average than Chet Finkel.
Oh, my God.
Chet Finkel did predict war. That was weird.
Yeah, he did. He predicted the war that broke out, two towns over, the one between the two pasta shops.
Oh, the Flint water crisis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, they shouldn't have named their pasta shop that.
Flint water crisis was in a fight
with lots of pasta.
With
that's
lots
a pizza.
Of pasta, that's a pizza. And it.
Thank God they lost.
Yeah, Flint water crisis died.
That's not a
crisis. I mean, it was fully like a brawl in the streets.
They got so destroyed.
It was a brawl in the streets, like full out war. And my boyfriend predicted the whole thing.
Chet.
Good old Chet Finkel. Oh, my God. I think your Cessna's going for the... It's like going for Chet's helicopter. Do you hear that?
Oh, shit.
No.
They're like on a path for each other.
Randy, I got you, man.
No. Shift it. No, don't... I mean, don't kill him.
I got you, buddy. No, Mark, what are you doing?
I don't care. I'm not intimidated by the guy. He's bad at his job.
Tell Mark to shift it.
Mark, call it off.
Shift it, Mark.
Mark, shift it.
Mark, shift it.
I'm not going to shoot him down. I'm just tailing him.
Shift it.
Mark.
Hey, buddy. Hey, look me in the eye. Shift it. You look me. You shift it.
Look who wants something from old Marky P now. What are you willing to do for it?
I won't punch you in the face right now.
Hang on. Nope. The Cessna's out of gas and falling fast.
Oh, my God.
Wait, no. I'll shift it.
Okay.
Okay.
Get the bean bag.
Get the bean bag.
FMK.
Anyone have beans?
There we go. Whew.
Why is that so heavy for you? There's 5 beans in there.
They're big beans.
My muscles have atrophied.
Look at those big beans.
My fuck, marry, kill is this. I would definitely, absolutely fuck Giorgio. I mean, the stuff that that guy would do with, like, his hats, like, imagine.
Yeah, he's not prudish, that's for sure.
No. I mean,
he's got sex hats.
He has sex hats, yeah, I've seen him.
Cool.
Wow, what are they doing?
He's got sex hats, dude.
He has sex hats. And
he has sex with them and then puts them on his head?
They're just hats that are meant to be worn during sex.
But they're all those sort of like spinny top beanies. Why is that a sex hat?
Allow me to slip into something a little more comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, this doofus is making me so horny.
They're laminated.
They can get sticky and you can clean them.
Oh, they're like a diner menu.
Yeah, they are like a diner. You need to wipe them down before service.
Moisture wicking.
So I'd definitely fuck Giorgio. I would marry Mark, of course. I feel like, you know, in another life we could have been married. Like, we're just so in sync with everything that we do. Don't you feel that way?
Yeah, I think it'd almost be too, it would just be too good.
It would be too good.
Say that looking Randy in the eyes, Mark.
I don't know why I have a hard time doing that.
I got a few guesses.
Oh, shit.
It's because of my pink eye. Oh. That's why.
Sick. Yeah, it's a pink eye.
But you would have to.
It's hard to actually open my eyes right now.
You would have to get something other than a bunk bed, though, Mark. Like, the bunk bed situation at your place, I hate it. I need a king, water bed king.
And it's bunk Murphy beds, right?
Yeah.
Which is an architectural feat.
I mean, it's really just two mattresses on top of each other that fall out.
Yeah, I hate watching you cram them back
in. I don't do bed frames. That's such a racket.
Wow. Great bumper sticker for you. I don't do bed frames.
And nobody does me.
No bed frames, no top sheet.
Oh.
Okay.
You know, you just a blanket, Gatorade bottles,
plastic bin.
Gun.
Who's next?
Loose
Wait,
gun.
No, I haven't done. And then I would kill Stu.
No. Wow.
Saw that comment.
You never said Gerald.
Well, was that? Who was that? Who just made that noise?
Probably his little throat noise.
I think that was me.
Mark, sick to his stomach.
This idea of him marrying my
diet,
people.
My diet is
yeah, you've been
so healthy. It's so healthy.
Up.
The toxins are coming out.
Yeah, they're
good. Yeah, right. Yeah, you've been drinking the wrong Gatorade bottle again.
That's a cleanse. I'm on.
Okay.
Amber, you never said.
Amber.
You know.
Kill Mark. You know, Gerald is a good partner, except I have pretty much wiped the 401k clean for Twisted Fest. So, not much there, but.
So, you fucked Gerald?
Fuck no. Oh, hell no. God. Sick.
Giorgio's got a lot saved up. Like, Giorgio could totes take care of you.
So, you fucked Giorgio or you married Giorgio?
Oh, God, I don't know. All right, I guess I'll marry Mark. Kill Giorgio. Yes. Fuck Gerald.
Ugh. People are more willing to see you as a loveless life partner than someone they could have sex with one time, Mark.
I don't know how to feel. Except I have a harem now.
Oh,
God, feels pretty good.
He does. He does just kind of do his own thing, though. That's what would be great about being married to Mark. Be like, he's just off, like, you know, on the computer,
scrolling around,
and you could just live your whole other life.
Yeah. Anytime your kids need any attention, it's like, where's Mark?
In
the garage, headphones on. Yeah. In his little man cave.
Yeah, reading John Titor posts.
What about you, Randy?
I would probably, I'd fuck Gerald, give him the thrill of his life.
Yeah.
I'd marry Giorgio. Shocker.
Wow, that
wow,
is a shocker.
Wow, the first marry for Giorgio.
I'd turn around his business affairs, right? Also, he'll be the first to die.
So, oh, yeah.
Because he's even older than Gerald. And, you know, I'd prepare a nice monologue that I took months to write, and I'd read it with a smile on my face before killing Mark.
How would you kill him? What would you use?
What would I use?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's great. That's a great question.
I know.
Wow, everyone got way more into the game.
Because I know
to imagine how what we would kill Mark.
I know how I would kill Stu. I would take all of his fingernails off one at a time, and then I would pluck all of his beard hairs out one at a time, And then I would take...
that's the type of serial killer that's actually loving with how they do it. It's not done with hatred.
What are you trying to say? That I'm in love with you? Ew.
Oh, wow, you certainly are obsessed with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd make him smell his own poo.
That's a good idea.
Everybody smells their own poo when they take a shit, Mark.
I would lock him in a room and he would probably die from his own farts.
No, I wouldn't. I would die of starvation.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Fist bump.
My boy.
Yeah. Boys stick together.
Pauline.
Oh, Pauline. Oh,
grandma's here.
She's got her underwear on the outside of her pants.
Hi, Pauline.
She looks like Superman.
How would you guys kill Mark or Stu?
Well, we're not actually killing any of these people.
Right, no, for
Panini
sure.
Panini press to the dome?
From Qdoba?
Cool.
The Qdoba panini? Yeah.
What a way to go. Serve me up to a person on a rushed lunch break realizing there's nowhere else nearby.
Well, so you don't die after you've been panini pressed. You die once they eat you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I take it back. I think I would make stew into, like, meat. I'd stuff them into some taquitos. I'd deep fry them, and I'd serve them to the neighborhood.
What a gift to be nourishment to somebody is my last act.
Yeah, right. You give them stomach problems.
That's right. From whence I came.
A lady's tummy.
A huge thank you to everyone who left me messages for the recording of this podcast. We got through as many as we could. And I have to thank my guests, my dear friends, the hilarious Mary Sohn, who you can find on Instagram at Merrill Swan, the brilliant Dan Lippert on Instagram at Dan Lippert Cool, the deviously funny Lily Sullivan on social media at LILYYILY, the multi-talented Brett Morris, who can be followed on Instagram at Brett Morris Internet. You can also find Tim Baltz on social media by searching his fucking name.